My name is Nancy Harmachea, H-O-R-M-A-C-H-E-A. I'm a member of the National Lawyers Guild, and I'm on the board of directors of the Mickeljohn Civil Liberties Institute here in Berkeley, and I'm also one of the 79 defendants in this case. I want to put our struggle in a political context just for a moment. The free speech movement was born in Berkeley when students resisted efforts by the university to prevent them from soliciting support and funds for the Southern Civil Rights Movement. On December the 2nd, 1964, 773 students and supporters were charged with trespass and refusing to disperse an unlawful assembly, 614 of whom were also charged with resisting arrest for refusing to walk out of a building. Ultimately, then, UC President Clark Kerr conceded that the administration was wrong. The university ultimately recognized the exercise of civil rights by both students and faculty and other changes which President Kerr admitted, and I quote President Kerr at the time, would have been inconceivable had we not learned lessons from the free speech movement and the 1964-1965 crisis. The charges must be dropped against all of us, and no administrative proceedings must be brought against the students. The City of Berkeley is bound by the Human Rights Ordinance number 5955, which has adopted a human rights policy based on Article 55 and 56 of the UN Charter. According to the City's Human Rights Ordinance, the City of Berkeley shall promote universal respect for and observance of human rights, fundamental freedoms for all, without distinction as to race, sex, language, or religion. No justice, no peace. Thank you.
Thank you.